Hello and welcome to Wellness Lifestyle Teleseminar with Perry A. This is our in-between teleseminar, in-between the clay, calcium bentonite clay teleseminar. We take time to talk about our lifestyle and with wellness as our goal, how we can work our lifestyle to give us more peace and calm. And take the stress out of our lives, because stress can literally cause diseases. So we want to take time to talk about what we can do for ourselves to be selfish. Today's topic is play. When's the last time you have played? Most of us don't get enough play in our life. You know, I think that's what my daughter loves about teaching kindergarten. She loves to play, and she's just like a kid. She gets down and plays with them, and they laugh, and they sing, and they play, and they learn. You can learn while you're playing. You can accomplish so much in a playful atmosphere and not and state of mind. The problem is we take life way too seriously. So our Live Well Lifestyle intention for today is I choose to release illness and disease and return to wellness and happiness and not take life so seriously. Wow, what would it be like if we didn't take life so seriously? We wouldn't have near as many hurt feelings, would we? Neil Donald Walsh said, "You must be good to yourself if you're ever going to be any good for others." This means take a day off once in a while when it's not scheduled. Eat a piece of chocolate when it's not recommended. Take a nap when it's just not possible. Get your face into a good book for an hour when you can't afford to. Soak in a tub when there's no time to. Stop everything when you're not supposed to. Do this now, right now, for goodness sake. For your own goodness. So a lot of us are brought up in a workaholic mode. We don't live a balanced lifestyle, so how can we expect our wellness to be balanced? You know, you need a little work and a little play and a family time and spiritual time. And we get so busy in today's world. With the technology that we have, we're just constantly busy, busy, busy. And we don't take time for balance, for family time, to play together as a family. My grandson likes to play board games, and we play together that way. He likes to play sports. He likes to swim. There are lots of things he does for playing. And I need to learn some of those. He's teaching me games on my telephone. And some of them I get too engaged in. So there's balance and moderation in all things. And that's what we want to talk about today. Playing and doing it in a balanced way. A daily affirmation for today is, today it is my dominant intent to be joyful. My assignment today is to find time to play. Do something you love doing. Feel your energy lift. You may not know it, but you're inspiring and lifting others around you just by being happy. Spread fun, smile, and wave at strangers. Have you ever gone down in a car driving along and you just wave at strangers and they look real quick and they wave back and then they look again? It's like a double, do I know them? But you don't have to know somebody to wave at them. That's what I love about Texas. Texas is very friendly, and people give you a high sign and a wave, whether they know you or not. And it's perfectly all right. You don't have to have an introduction to be friendly. And just notice when you smile at a stranger, that it sometimes lifts them and they smile back. So you can do a lot of things to change your environment and your attitude and your peace of mind while things are going on. It doesn't look like very many callers are on the line today, so I hope I'm not talking to myself. We have a lot of people who listen over the internet and I hope you're there. And I know we have a lot of people who don't have time to listen during their noon hours, so they come back later when we post it online. So there are many ways you can listen to this. My thought for today is, this is my happy day. I choose happiness over frustration, anger, fear, and disappointment. Staying happy heals my body and lifts my energy. Now, I just like that thought. I can choose happiness over frustration, anger, fear, and disappointment. So if I'm feeling any of those things, I can say, you know, I don't have to feel this. What's it going to get me if I feel this? How do I really want to feel? Would I rather be happy? And you can let it go. Let go of your frustration. Walk away for a little while and take a break if you're stuck. Oftentimes the solution comes in the quiet, still moments. So I hope you have a happy place you like to go to that's close by, that maybe a hammock under some trees, sitting on your front porch, listening to the birds. If you live in the country, you probably have lots of birds and wildlife. If you live near water, you can sit and watch water flow. I love doing that. You are joyful beings, but you forgot that you are joyful as you struggle so hard to be joyful. You are free beings, but you forgot you're free as you struggle so hard against bondage. You are prosperous beings, but you forgot you are prosperous as you strive so hard to push away the poverty. You are healthy beings, but you forget, forget you are healthy as you struggle so hard against illness. Relax into your wellness. Relax into your abundance. Relax into your joy and into your fun by talking about why you want it. So whatever you are standing is perfect. Wherever you are standing is perfect. And we want you so much for your joy, your physical experience, in a way that your inner being is enjoying your physical experience. When you are not liking yourself, your inner being is loving you. When you are feeling sick, your inner being is still feeling good. When you are feeling confused, your inner being is feeling clear. Talk so much about what you want and why you want it, that you are full of your inner being, so that you are well, so that you are prosperous, so that you are clear, and so that you are sure, so that you are happy, so that you are strong, so that you are being that which you have come here to be, do, and have. Be easy about it and have fun with it. I love that. Talk about what you want and why you want it. A lot of us talk about what we want, but the why is what drives your desire for it and sends that vibrational energy with love behind it. And that way the universe can respond. If you send the thought out of what you want and you need it for survival, for struggle, you have a negative connotation there and it weighs it down. It's like you're putting an anchor on your dream. So talk about why you want it, what it will give you. Most of us want freedom, peace of mind, joy, happiness, and be able to provide for ourselves. And it's easier than you think if you get your negative thinking out of the way. So you want to look for reasons to appreciate. That's the strongest key. Look for reasons to appreciate. Talk about what you want it and why you want it. It is our promise to you that not only will you live happily ever after as you are here physically focused, but you will be offering to all that is in the perfect way that you have intended. That's from Abraham Hicks. So get in a state of appreciation. No matter where you are, you can find your something to appreciate. just even the people in the Oklahoma disaster have their sense of humor, and they can find one little thing that they're appreciative of. And a lot of it is the friendship and the support they get from total strangers that are helping them rebuild their lives and get some clothes on so they can get to work and have food on their tables. So your strongest key is to be in a state of appreciation. How often during the day are you in a state of appreciation? Do you look around for things to be thankful for? Most of us have so much more than we can imagine that we can say in one day. You know, I try to be thankful every time I find an up-close parking lot. I say, thank you. I'm in gratitude for this parking space. It's little things that help grow the big things. So what can you do today to play? How many ways can you think of to play? It doesn't have to be a board game, that kind of play. It could be taking in a movie. It could be having lunch with friends. It could just be taking time off to get in a hot tub and soak for a little while, or float down the river, or just go window shopping and maybe go to an art museum and just look at the creative artists there. It doesn't have to be all day. It can be an hour. Believe me, if you died tomorrow, the world would go on. I hate to tell you that, because we think we're so indispensable and everything would crash without us. But they would find a way to go on without you and to replace you. We're all replaceable. So why work and try to treat ourselves as if we aren't and give ourselves a break occasionally? I think one of the greatest things to health is to laugh. To find more reasons to laugh, to go to funny movies, to go look up some Red Skeleton. Remember him and Carol Burnett, the ones that did the funny skits that made you laugh? We used to have shows like that. We still have some funny ones today, but they're usually kind of sarcastic humor. But just the downright laughing at yourself humor. It just inspires you, and it will give you a lift. Feeding your soul exercise. On the handout that I'm attached, that's going to be sent to everyone, there is a video link there, and it's an 88-year-old woman. She's walking out of her house, and evidently her granddaughter is picking her up to take her somewhere. And she has some high steps, and her granddaughter, as typical young people do, has the window rolled down and loud music playing, her hip-hop music. Well, Granny sets her purse down, and she starts dancing. And she just dances on that little top porch, and then she goes down the steps gingerly, one step at a time, and she'll stop, and she'll gyrate a little bit and do her hands and make all the movements. And she's just playing with the music, and she reaches down and takes her purse, and she gets on the bottom level, and the music's still playing, and she's still dancing, just standing there in the street dancing. She dances all the way to the car, starts to get in, and her granddaughter changes to another tune, and she puts her purse down, goes back on the sidewalk, and starts dancing again, and says, you know, I could do this all day long. So when is the last time you have danced? I invite you to dance, even in the privacy of your home, to play some music and just get up and dance. You don't have to do the hip-hop dances. Anything you like, you can do. If you're from the waltzing age, pretend you have a partner and you're just waltzing around your living room. Pick your favorite song. Music can lift you. So when you're down and out, turn to music. But I guarantee you, this lady is my hero. She's 88 years old, and she's standing there dancing in public just for herself, just for the pure joy of it. And she's so gingerly, she has this big black purse that she can hardly lift, and she has to take a few steps and put her purse down again and then take up dancing again. She's a message to all of us to put more dance and love and fun in your life. the homework for this week is to find a few minutes each day, or even 30 minutes or an hour, to play. Maybe go to a movie, or, you know, I advised a couple one time that were having trouble, and right at the time they didn't like each other. And I said, spend one day together and do something fun. Plan a picnic, and each of you go to the grocery store and get different things that you would like on your picnic. And go through a McDonald's and just order a drink and tip them $5 and drive off. And notice how you feel when you do fun and nice things like this. It's just so rewarding to help other people feel good. And when you feel good and you're happy and you're smiling, you will ignite all the people around you. It's contagious. I went into an IHOP the other day and I had the nicest waitress, and she was so genuinely caring, and she was so friendly and would take a moment to ask about my day and had a beautiful smile. And I tipped her $10, and she came back and she said, "Honey, I think you gave me too much change. You gave me a $10 bill." And I said, "I know it. You made my day, and I thought you needed a reward. You are genuinely caring about people, love your job, and are very good at what you do, because you, more than deliver food, you make people feel good. You lift their spirit." And sometimes it's nice to reward that in people and just give them a little bigger bonus. I've even tipped big on poor service, because I think, gee, they must be having a hard day to not, something's on their mind or something's going on in their life, and so maybe I tip them a $5 bill just to give them something to be grateful about. It's ways we can contribute with the world and and help people. So a homework would be to find time each day to play, just out and out play. If you have to play solitaire with yourself, play. Each day before you get out of bed, think about what you want and why you want it. What you will do when you have what you want. And notice how it feels. Stay with the why you want it and not the how to. Let go of the how to. You don't have to know how to. You just focus on what you want. And for a lot of us, it's just wellness. And you'd be surprised how thinking about what you want to do when you get returned to wellness is going to help heal you. Set intentions to lighten up and release the need to struggle. So many of us struggle through life. Be free. Get out of the self-imposed prison. I know a lot of people who are workaholics, and they probably inherited it from their family. We pass these habits down, and that's all they are, is a habit. I have to work. I have to do this. They're belief systems. And, you know, you can have what you want without struggle. There's nothing that says prosperity comes with struggle. Do you know somebody that does things, makes money, and it just comes easy to them? They don't struggle with it. They delegate. They pass things off to others. And everybody says, well, they're just lucky, or they have the Midas touch. Look at their attitude. Watch them. Watch their attitude and their energy level and how much they smile and how often they take time to be with people. I mean, be in the moment with someone when they're talking, to be really fully present. So set the intention to lighten up and release the need to struggle. Wow. You talk about freedom. Do what would make your angel happy. Play. Don't worry about the results. Angels just trust. There are times we need to just trust. Trust the answer will come to us in the right time. Trust everything is in divine order and we're in our appropriate place, and everything we do is for the highest good of all concerned. We may not see it at the moment. It may feel like pain and struggle, but just accept. Just a moment. I found a quote here I want to share with you.
Everything we do is for the highest good of all concerned. may not see it at the moment.
Well, I'm having a little feedback now. I don't know what's caused that. I guess I need to keep talking so it won't play back over me, huh?
Quote here I want to share with you.
Well, that's the first time we've had that. I definitely need to keep talking so we won't have the noise in the background, but I don't think it's working. Cheryl, if you're on there, do you know what's happening to our teleseminar here? Well, I apologize for this. Our time is almost up. I do have some more things I want to go over, and I have a closing meditation for us, but I don't want to do it with that chatter in the background. And it's a really good one. I went online and found the song, and I think when you listen to it, it'll give you a lift. You know, there's nothing that makes you happier than music. To get some uplifting, fun music, you know, walking on the sunny side of the street. There's lots of good uplifting music out there. And one of them I love is Dancing in the Rain. And we're in a drought here, and I'd love some rain, but I can feel the rain. When I listen to the music and close my eyes, I can feel the pitter-patter of the rain and Gene Kelly dancing in the rain and splashing and stopping and twirling his umbrella and spinning around. He's so happy he's in love. And so I've found that on the internet, and I want to play it as our closing meditation today. You know, sometimes a meditation is just listening to something, being still and quiet and grounded and listening to the words and being with the song and being with the music, and it can lift you to a higher place. So I'm looking for one thing here, and it's kind of hard to talk and look at the same time. But I think I can find it real quick. It's one of my power thoughts I wanted to share with you. Well, I had it and I lost it. And that's the way it is. I guess you didn't need that one, huh? Oh, here's one. Moaning and groaning about things changes nothing, never does anyone any good. If you don't want to do anything to change it, stop complaining about it. If you can't do anything to change it, no matter how much you want to, then accept it for now and simply resolve to create a different tomorrow. But don't let today be ruined while you're waiting. Does that make any sense? It does to me. Neil Donald Walsh. So don't be moaning and groaning and complaining about things, because it changes nothing. And it doesn't do anyone any good, and it actually drags your energy level down. And your attitude is everything. And you want to keep that energy level up. Well, I didn't find the one I wanted, and I'm still trying to look for it, and I think I need to accept that I can't find it and give it up. How about that? I wish I could interact with you all, and you could, I'm going to see if there are any questions, if anybody has posed any questions today. Go to my Q&A. Well, there are no questions, which there rarely are on the wellness seminar, so I just get to talk for 30 minutes and you get to listen to me or hang up if you don't want to. And we do have a few more people on the phone. I'm going to ask if any of them have something they want to ask about, a question they want to ask. And if you do, if you press star 2 on your phone, that will signal me, and I can open your line, and you can share your question or discussion or something you want to, maybe you want to question something that I've said, whatever it may be. I'll be happy to listen to your opinion. I hope you're getting something from this teleseminar. And, okay, I do have one here. Just a moment. Hello, Holly, Michigan.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Carrie. Uh-huh.
Yes, I have a question. I was diagnosed with osteoporosis, and I want to know if the clay can help with osteoporosis and help to alkalize your body, the pH.
Okay, I got the alkalize your body. You're going to have to talk a little louder and slower.
Okay, I was diagnosed.
Was it your pH? Did you say your pH and alkalize your body?
Yes, and also does the clay help with osteoporosis?
Yes and yes. Osteoporosis, clay helps build bone density, particularly if you can lay it over the area where the osteoporosis is. The clay mud and just wrap it around with saran wrap over the bone, like if it's in your spine or your knee or your leg or your shin, wherever it is, to help build it, taking clay baths, or just, it's summertime, put on a bathing suit and get clay all over you and walk around the yard and let it dry, and then go take a shower. And for internally, drinking the clay really helps with any kind of acid reflux. It balances your pH. Clay is homeostatic, so it wants to bring things into balance. And it has a 9.7 pH. It won't over-alkalize you, but it will bring you into balance. So I drink the clay every day. I love it. I like to drink a little shot before every meal. That way I'm taking the toxins out before they go in my body. And I'm also alkalizing and balancing my body and cleansing my colon. And it makes a very smooth coating when you put it in a little glass, when you mix the liquid and put it in the glass and turn it around and drink it, you'll notice there's a little coating in the glass that really has to be washed out. So imagine how it's coating you and healing your intestines and your stomach and things. So thank you for that question. Anything else?
No, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, as always, clay comes to the front, and I'm glad our clay listeners are listening into this time also. Our time is about up. I'm going to go over. It's time for our meditation. So if you will bear with me just a minute to get to my music page. And we are going to listen to Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly. And just put yourself in the moment, close your eyes, feel the coolness of the rain, and just enjoy. If I can get it to come on. Well, it played a while ago. I know what it is. I have my sound turned off. Here we go. Sit down, put your feet on the floor, relax into your chair, close your eyes, and be with Gene.
Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 singing in the rain.
Well, I don't know about you, but I found myself, I couldn't sit still. I was wiggling and weaving to the sound of the music and patting my feet. And I feel better, and I hope you feel better and have a wonderful day and a weekend coming. And remember to play, to find some music and play that you love. And do watch the video of the 8-year-old grandmother. She will lift your spirits and you can have a new hero in your life like me. So this is Perry A. signing off and wishing you all joy and happiness, play, and don't take life so seriously. Thank you for listening, and good day.